In today's video, I'll be sharing with you how to improve the quality of your life. Hi guys, welcome to my channel. My name is Onyinye Ufa. I am the host of the Repositioning Podcast, which you're watching right now. Guys, the Repositioning Podcast has been on for over a year. And we have a lot of episodes. We've been making audio versions for over a year. And recently, in February, we started the YouTube version. So click on the link in the description. I'm going to leave a link in the description on anchor.fm. It will direct you to where to get the other audio versions. And also, even this one you're watching right now is going to have an audio version. And it's going to be on anchor.fm. So guys, go look at it. Now, before we get into the video, please subscribe to my channel. Subscribe! Click the button. It's not going to harm you. Just click it. Click the like button too if you're enjoying this video. Alright guys, we are talking about how to improve the quality of your life. And before I go ahead to say exactly what you need to do to improve the quality of your life, I need to tell you that improving the quality of your life is important because it is one of the main components of personal development. Somebody who is interested in developing herself, developing himself, it is important to improve the quality of your life. You cannot say you are growing. You are growing mentally. You're growing. Your skill level is improving when you're still having your lifestyle sort of is still in one very tiny circle. There's need for improvement. There's need to improve the quality of your life. And I'm going to show you how to do that. The first way to do that is to be present. Guys, breathe. Breathe. I know you have been thinking about the future and what it has in stock for you. You're always thinking, I want to be a great person. I want to have so much money. I want to do this. I want to do that. Breathe. Take a deep breath, everybody. Take a deep breath. Breathe and calm down. Because the only way for that future you want to happen, to actually happen, is for you to be present now. It's for you to focus on what you are doing now. You want to be a great writer? You want to be a great author? Start now to write. I mean, years later, you're going to look at your progress and you're going to be happy that you allowed yourself to experience all of this, because they're going to be part of your story. When you go out there, nobody wants to listen to somebody who has a sudden success story. Everybody wants to know the process. So enjoy the experience you are having now. Be present in your experiences. Don't just treat them like a desperate attitude and say, oh no, I don't want to experience this stress. I don't want to experience that one. I mean, these are the things that pile up. These are the things that build up and take you to the next level that you seek. So it is important that you are present. Number two, it is important to be clear about what is important to you. Gain clarity. Gain clarity. Give yourself time to gain clarity. And clarity doesn't just come immediately. For some people, it takes a long time. You hear a lot of people say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm good at. I don't know what to focus on. I don't know what to just do. Like, people are growing and are beginning to have that questions bugging them. So it is okay to have those questions. And it is okay for you to give yourself time to gain clarity. Don't just jump into everything everybody is doing because they say money is here. You're jumping to it. Because they say this person is a top speaker and is, you know, making waves, you immediately jump into it. Give yourself time to gain clarity. Pray if you must. Pray and talk to God about gaining clarity on what you want to do. Third thing is for you to contribute to the lives of people. Now, when I say contribute to the lives of people, I mean things like random acts of kindness, helping your family members, being there for your siblings, being there for your parents, helping them in any way you can. And if you're the kind of person that has to leave the house or something, you should find some time to call them from time to time. Because, I mean, they may not say it, but it shows that you care. It shows that, you know, your heart is still at home. So find time, give to your family members, give to your colleagues. Contribute to their lives in any way you can. You can recommend them for a job, recommend them for something. You know, give. Contribute to people's life, basically. Now, the fourth thing is for you to connect with people. This is where networking comes in. I'm not really an expert in that aspect, but I understand that it is very important for you to connect with people. We are all focused on making a lot of money, making a lot of wealth. That is great. That is awesome. It is necessary as part of our lives. But you have to understand that when you make all this money, you're going to need people around you to spend them. And not just spending them. People around you to share your experience with. So you have to connect with people. And be open to random, spontaneous connections. Like you see somebody at the supermarket, you see somebody, you know, somebody you just vibe with, somebody you just start talking with like that. So be open to those kind of spontaneous connections. I mean, nothing has to come out of it, but I mean, just knowing somebody, and who knows, in the future, you might meet and need this person's help and the person might need you. You know, it's mutual. It goes the two way around, all right? So connect with people. When you attend events, don't be aloof. I used to be like that, but guys, that's not the way. That's not the way. Connect with people. And finally, for the fifth way to improve the quality of your life is celebrate. Celebrate, guys. Celebrate those tiny successes you have. You have a little success, you just made a new milestone. Celebrate. Celebrate. I mean, it doesn't have to be an over-the-top thing, but do something. Celebrate. So that's it, guys. So let's do a recap. Number one, I said you should be present. Breathe, guys. I know you are thinking, oh, I've not gotten what I want. There's still so much to get. Be present in your experience. There is time for everything. And, you know, if you believe in God, you should also involve God. What you do, involve God in everything you do. Believe God and God will help you get to that level you are wishing to get to. Number two, I said be clear about what is important to you. It's important that you gain clarity. Gain clarity on the path that is peculiar to you. Gain clarity on the path that is peculiar to you. Don't just jump into things because you're seeing people entering into it or that they are saying there is money in it. Be clear so that in the long run, when things get hard, you know that, this is my designed path. God has called me to this, so I must follow through with it. And number three, I said contribute to the lives of people. Be there for your family members, be there for your colleagues, be there for your parents, be there for people. Can do random acts of kindness to people you meet on the streets. Be there for people generally. That's basically what I mean by contributing to the lives of people. And number four, I said you should connect with people. This is peculiar to the socially awkward people, the introverted people. Please connect with people. Connect with people, get to know others. You're in a meeting, you're in a conference, don't just stay on your own, talk with people. I mean, broaden your circle, broaden your network. It will be worth it in the end. And number five, celebrate. Celebrate that milestone. Celebrate that victory. Celebrate that achievement. Celebrate. It doesn't have to be over the top. It can be a small celebration. It can be you gifting yourself or rewarding yourself with something for hitting that milestone. That's it, guys. Please, and please improve the quality of your life. It is very important for you to develop fully, mentally, physically, everything about you. It is important for development. It is important for personal development. That's it, guys. Subscribe to my channel, guys. Click on the notification bell so that you get a notification when I upload a video. And do like if you enjoy this video. That's it for this video, guys. Bye.